that's with you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh,
John,
what is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Hello, Central Alabama. The isolation and uncertainty we are all experiencing during these unique times can really get any of us down and feeling very lonely. I want to assure you that you are not alone. This is Al Crosby, president of Crosby Electric, and I want to tell you today that number one, God loves you. And subsequently, number two, God's people love you. And I mean it. Local churches are providing resources during these trying times to help you draw closer to God and to other people. First of all, many churches are sending out daily devotionals, including children's activities. My church home website is landmark.church, and there you will find information and other resources. You can also go to the Landmark Church Facebook page and get encouraging messages and devotionals. Secondly, the Landmark Church, along with many other churches, are live streaming their weekly worship services. Landmark will be live streaming ours at 10 a.m. on Sunday mornings, and it will be encouraging to you and your family. So, until you can actually meet with a church family, know that you are not alone. God bless you, and be safe.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned and Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbors' yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Hi, everybody. Had this been a normal spring break situation, and nothing's normal these days, this is a really pretty good week of weather. Tonight will be dry and a little cooler. Overnight low temperature down to about 57. Tomorrow, I think there'll be a lot of sunshine around, and we are headed for record territory tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. With high temperatures in the upper 80s tomorrow, I think we'll be near 90 on Friday and upper 80s on Saturday. We should be dry each of those days until we get to late Saturday into Saturday evening, Saturday night, when showers and thunderstorms start to move in, then cooler on Sunday. And the pollen count's still in the very high range for the next few days right on through Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Eat a bag of chips. Heat up my
stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
And welcome to Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Nancy Pelosi standing there with her thumb up her ass. And we're going to vote tomorrow, you bitch. It's Happy Hour. Join the fun.
And here they are.
That's me so far. And Rosie Brock.
Hello.
We are here for the long haul, friends. And we have a call already. So before I start going ballistic, let's talk to Paul.
Hey, Greg. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, my friend?
I am well. I'm up in Illinois and Wisconsin working for a month or two. You know, I'm the guy that my wife runs the recovery system that you've donated to.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. How's everything going, sir?
It's good.
It's good. We're making the best we can out of the situation. I was just looking. Rich Thomas got himself a Low Country boiled bag from the Seafood Bistro, and he sent me, and it looks amazing.
Excellent.
With the motto being homebound doesn't have to suck. So, again, you know, yesterday was Takeout Tuesday. We're hoping today is Takeout Wednesday, and tomorrow is Takeout Thursday as we try to keep our restaurants going. We are ordering from Baumhauer's, and we'll be heading there after the show, and I don't care how much money I owe the federal government.
Well, I'm certainly looking forward to being back home so I can enjoy all the resources that we have there. I'm up here working on banks, Walmarts, and pharmacies, so I'm considered essential personnel, keeping all that stuff running, and I'll be up here for a while longer, but I sure miss home. I miss listening to talk radio. They got great rock and roll up here, but... Just not the same. I will be downloading the app tonight.
Please
so that
do.
I can listen to you guys during the day.
I've got it on my phone. I listen to our station when I'm traveling.
I see why. I love talk radio, and you're the best.
We appreciate it. You know what else we're doing, Paul? We are doing live shows on Saturday and Sunday morning as well with me and Rosie.
I was unaware of that. When did that start?
Last weekend.
Wow.
Just
okay.
Look,
I've been up
here
for,
so many,
this is my third week.
It's not just because so many options are closed, but, you know, we're all feeling a level of angst, and to me, the best way to channel that, what the hell? I mean, this is not digging ditches 7 days a week. So we're happy to do it, and we hope, based on the feedback we've got, I was just talking to the boss downstairs, that's Jacqueline on line two, please.
Well, you're not the kind of guy to ever shirk from doing good work.
Well, I just felt so appreciated, and that is such a great reward. You know, that's really why we're here, because when there is a crisis, and I've been through a bunch in my life, you know, situations that were emotionally traumatic, like Lennon's murder and the Challenger explosion, 9/11, this is when radio can be especially valuable. So that's what we're doing. Paul, I got to run, but good luck, my friend.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Right.
I sure look forward to listening to you. Bye.
Get that app on, and I want a call from you when it's working, okay?
Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at?
Line two, according to Rosie.
Yes.
Hey.
Normally.
So don't be surprised. You might hear a little one in the background today because I'm home alone. I'm home alone. Yep. He's pointing out. Yep. There he is.
I see you have a very young paralegal there.
I do. My assistant is quite needy this afternoon. There's been a lot of snacks and some naps going on. So,
yeah,
how's y'all's afternoon going?
So far, so good, but it's only 3:11.
Well, you just got on.
I'm ready to have a little meltdown here over the games that Nancy. I mean, you got people out there out of work that are they want to know the check that you guys are talking about. Not people who are still working. The people who got tossed off their gig. And she's up there. Well, we'll convene tomorrow. I mean, I hope people remember in November. That's all I can say.
Every second counts here. Time is very valuable.
And the idiot governor of Nevada, I don't know if you heard about this one, but he issued an executive order banning the use of hydroxychloroquine because of that idiot in Phoenix that used hydroxychloroquine phosphate which is fish tank cleaner and not recommended for consumption.
But it's Trump's fault.
It's, of course it is. Everything is Trump's fault. Unfortunately, for their political purposes, his approval is going up.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's just so much going on right now. I feel like I've had to turn the news off for a minute and just step away from it and just watch it like once a night because it is overwhelming. It's on Facebook. It's on your, you know, your notifications on your phone. It's on the TV. It's scrolling on the bottom of WSFA. It's everywhere.
I told somebody today flat out, do not listen to any of the networks. Develop your own news sources. And you're hearing this dinging. You know, I've had...
Yeah, what is that?
I've
what is that dinging?
I've had destroyed carpeting in my bedroom for a year because we had the bathtub catastrophe of last year.
Yeah.
And Mrs. Brittabuttle went over to Georgia Floors Direct and found they got a zillion remnants there, and everything is below wholesale. And it's going to be installed on Friday afternoon.
Well, glad to hear it.
Well,
I'm glad to hear it.
So when I get home, I'll see a beautifully carpeted room, which I will make every attempt to not destroy.
Not destroy.
Yeah.
Speaking of destroying, so,
yes.
You know, I'm home alone right now with the two-year-old. My husband had to go to work today to interview some witnesses for an issue. And, of course, I'm blowing up. So anybody who thinks out there that the court systems are closed, orders are coming in, court hearings are being set, consultations are happening. I mean, Dana and I have both had consultations today. I've been on the phone with DHR nonstop. Life as we know it is still continuing. So for any of your listeners out there that are scared that things aren't happening, things are happening. Court systems are open. The legal world is still up and running.
I'm also... And I know you hate to see this. I mean, you work in the legal profession, but I think the stresses of the situation... This is another thing that just troubles me so much. The president... Everybody is... The big question is whether they're talking about when does baseball start or anything else. When will we see the resumption of the American routine? So Trump
soon,
throws...
I hope.
Trump throws a date out there, Easter, and they can't wait to destroy that. And that's what everybody wants to hear sooner than later.
Well, and I think it's because there's that fear factor. And that's what a lot of people are relying on right now. It's like, no. Right now we can control the American population with this fear factor. And if Trump puts out there an end, you know, sight at the end of the tunnel here, that light, then people aren't going to be so fearful. We'll be able to control them. I think that's what's going on. I think Trump wants this to be over with. He wants this. He wants us to be first and foremost healthy.
Yeah.
But I think he's also looking at it like, okay, let's look at the facts. We're doing all of these things. Okay, it's time to like be smart about it, but go back to work. The economy needs to start booming. We need to get people back into their normalcy. Living in fear under this socialist society is not how we do things.
No, and we're getting a good taste of it, and I hope people are smart enough to see what's going on. And remember in November, Nancy Pelosi, you know...
Well, I haven't seen much. Maybe you have, but I haven't seen much from Biden the last couple of days. I mean, granted, I'm not looking for it, but what have we heard out of the Biden camp?
It's... You know what? I can't even criticize him because he is clearly impaired.
Is it just a babbling mess?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he has no idea. He has no idea what he's doing, and his physical appearance is seriously changed.
Yeah, it
well,
has.
I hate to hear that, but you know, because you know, at the end of the day, he's still a human being. But
yeah.
I mean, like, I just think they're putting the wrong candidate up there for November. I just think that this isn't going to end well for them. It would end well for me.
I think what you're going to see here is a broker convention, and Mr. Cuomo of New York will be the selection. And but Trump has... There's video of Cuomo praising Trump, so...
Uh-oh. Can't have that now.
Yeah.
Can't have any of that. Heaven forbid we give credit where credit is due. Even if you don't like somebody, you can't just say, well done. Thanks for handling that really crappy situation.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
He's handling it far better than I would be able to. I don't know about you, but, I mean, he's handling it pretty good as far as I'm concerned.
I think so, too. And he's the one that wants checks in people's accounts. What was the date? April 6th, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's,
wow.
That's rapidly closing in. And every day that Pelosi, that 24-carat dimwit...
Very well.
delays this.
She doesn't care. She's still getting paid.
She doesn't
care. She still gets a paycheck.
No, she doesn't.
What does she care?
And meanwhile, they're pooping in the streets of San Francisco.
Yeah, but she doesn't care about that either because she's still getting a paycheck and she's never there.
No.
So what does she care? So, but speaking of paychecks, as you know, I hope that they able to bail out, you know, the American people and give us a paycheck. If they don't, we need to get back to work. I don't know about y'all, but I'm going nuts.
Yeah.
And it's not even about a paycheck. It's about getting back to work. I don't know how people do this.
At some point, the intersection of quarantining and reality is going to meet. And Trump said it. I give him credit. If we kill the country in the process of controlling this virus, you're going to see suicides and all kinds of collateral damage. Yeah.
Because people, that's the thing. So I saw it hit me smack dab in the face this morning because I was on the phone with the Department of Human Resources. And what people aren't understanding here is, like, all of those kids that the department has custody of right now, okay? Because, you know, I do juvenile work as well. I don't just do DR. So let me give you a little taste of what's happening in our juvenile court system right now. You have a lot of children, hundreds of children in Montgomery County that are currently in the care of the department, and the department is doing a phenomenal job of taking care of these kids, okay? But every parent has the right to have custodial time, visitation with their kids while they're in the care of the department.
Mm-hmm.
Well, since this coronavirus has happened and everybody's on lockdown and the department has quote-unquote shut down absent emergencies in certain situations that warrant an immediate, you know, issue being taken care of, they've had to stop all visitations.
Wow.
So you have parents that aren't being able to see their kids. That's a big problem.
Yeah.
So I spent most of my morning on the phone with the department and ISPs trying to figure out, what are we going to do?
Wow.
How are we going to continue to have FaceTime, Skype? But Greg, you and I both know, isn't it different when you get to see Janelle, when you're with Janelle, you get to have, you know,
very
that
much
one-on-one contact?
Very much.
Very different than when you're FaceTiming or text messaging or on the phone. And so we're going to have a lot of constitutional issues on our hands if we don't fix this quickly.
Yes. I think time is of the essence, and I believe that's what the president's vision is. We got to resolve this quickly. So people, if they need your services, something comes up, they can reach out at the office number, which is 819-4810. Amy is there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And,
they can reach out at the office, or they can go on our Facebook page, Delk and Tomlinson. They can find us on our Facebook page. They can directly message us there. Dana and I are the only two administrators that monitor that page. So they'll get one of us responding back to them, setting them up a consultation. We are doing discounted consultations right now because they are going to be over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we just look at it like, one, people are terrified about money right now. And two, you're not getting that face-to-face contact. And we don't want that to stop you from setting up a consultation. So Dana's on one right now, actually. So if you need us, call us. So call Amy at the office or Facebook message us or email us. And we'll be more than happy to work out your schedule, our schedule, make it work sooner than later.
819-4810. Jacqueline, thank you so much for taking the time.
You're welcome.
We will impose on you again tomorrow, probably.
You're fine. Enjoy the show, guys.
All righty. Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law, 819-4810.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I think the quality speaks for itself, as it just did at 321. Again, those who can... People are actually, they're going to Georgia Floors Direct and looking at flooring. And we certainly, you know, we've had it. Actually, the problem is I have taken forever, and I'm going to show Rosie. This is the remnant pattern that she
beautiful
picked up. Yeah, and that's going to be installed Friday afternoon at our house, and we got an unbelievable price.
Yay.
And, of course, at Georgia Floors Direct, you can also do 12 months good as cash. So, again, there's opportunities to do things that don't require you to lay out money up front. So here's another reason to go support a business that's been part of the River Region for over half a century now. So if you are in need, you can stop by. By the way, I've invented a term, COVID compliant. They're sanitizing and re-sanitizing continuously all day long and observing social distancing. I would not send my wife into a germ warehouse. they are really doing an amazing job over there. Everybody is. But I want to be real specific. They're ready for you at Georgia Floors Direct. Right across from Lowe's on the Boulevard, a flooring destination for over 50 years. Lex Caesar, what's on your mind?
Hey, what's happening? Look, I was just keep paying the bills, because when these, from what I hear, they're not sending your bills off, but when you get that third bill, it'll be even worse.
Well, I've heard from a lot of, the companies I have credit cards with, and they're all talking, we're going to try and help people through this. I think most would. Why would? I mean, the PR from that, would be very, very ugly. So, pay bills. But that's another reason why getting this relief done for people who are living paycheck to paycheck, like 56% of the country does.
And I went to go pay my water bill, and the kiosk machine's not working.
Oh, swell.
And so I'm like, okay.
Did you make
that's helping a lot.
Did you make them aware of that?
Yeah, they got a police officer standing out there letting folks know that the machine's going to be down for, well, it's supposed to be back up at 2 o'clock.
Well, then let's hope that the people that go around shutting off water don't do that. You know what they're doing in L.A.? You know what the idiot mayor of Los Angeles is doing? If they deem a business is not compliant with their quarantine right now, they will cut off power and water to that building, to that business, which to me is tyranny at its worst. So we're lucky here. We've got a very the numbers are stable here. They're not high. We haven't had a single death in Alabama yet from this thing. And I see no reason for us to take the kind of drastic actions they've done in places where, like New York and Washington and California. Black Caesar, thank you so much for the call. We'll be right back. It's 324.
Shopping local has never been more important. Small businesses right here in our community are depending on me and you now more than ever. Pig Enterprises has invested into and supported our local community because we believe in the people that make it the best place to live and work. We are your friends and neighbors. We have a vested interest in seeing you, your family, and our community soar. We humbly ask you in this time of social distancing to consider keeping your dollars local with people just like you. Big nationwide companies have been touting vehicle buying completely online. Pig Enterprises offers the same online vehicle purchase experience, and your hard-earned money will stay right here in your community. Shop our inventory online at PIGGENT.com. Select your vehicle, apply for financing, and we can deliver the vehicle right to your driveway. Call us today, 491-7444, or visit us online at PIGGENT.com. Come to Pig Enterprises, or we'll come to you and get a squeal of a deal.
It's time for some straight talk. Some choices don't require a brain, like getting the new iPhone 11 with the ultra-wide camera. Do you want an expensive plan with a contract or an affordable plan with no contract? Like I said, a no-brainer. Why pay more for the same network? Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a plan that's up to half the cost of big carriers. All on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, It's Greg Budell.
And, of course, Mr. Electric is COVID compliant. They were COVID compliant before there was COVID-19. I mean, they do it right. So if you need anything done in the way of electrical work installations, 245-1566. There's so many different ways to go with this, and I really don't want to be Mr. Downer here. But Virginia's governor has made it a crime for more than 10 people to attend a church service. He issued one of his... This is the guy, by the way, that posed in blackface in a photo and is still governor for some reason. You think it's because he's got a D next to his name? I kind of do. That's my take on it. Now, obviously, churches here are working out ways for people to worship without enhancing the risk of the exposure to coronavirus. But you're going to make that. This is punishable, by the way. I've got that here. The fine is $2,500 or 12 months in jail if a church has more than 10 people inside it at this time.
Now, this is the guy who is for abortion up to 9 months.
Up to 9 months.
And then after birth.
Let the baby sit on the freaking table until you make up your mind. I mean, my God. I have one. He doesn't. He's a turd. And if he wasn't a Democrat, he would have been run out of office on a rail over that photograph. And by the way, the Attorney General, another blackface photo. It's the Lieutenant Governor who is the sexual assaulter. And they all kept their jobs because they're Democrats and they are doing everything they can to take guns away from people in Virginia. Jim, we have about a minute here.
Yeah, real quick, did you see your buddy there, Fredo Cuomo, on CNN said, you know what's more dangerous than the coronavirus? It's telling the truth about Trump if you're a member of his executive branch. I mean, I'll tell you what's more dangerous than this virus, Mr. Fredo, is your network and all your lies you spew every night. That's what's more dangerous.
Fredo is a 24-carat jerk-off. And now the media, they're not concerned about Americans being sick and dying. They're concerned because Trump's approval numbers are soaring, and they just cannot contemplate that for the moment. I got to run, Jim. I appreciate the call. You are absolutely spot on. It is 3:30.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic moving along really good all over Montgomery right now. The interstate system is moving at the speed limit. No problems on 65 or 85. We have some congestion west South Boulevard from I-65 to South Court Street. Taylor Road, East Boulevard. Both of those are congested a bit. And we've got a lot of outbound traffic on Federal Drive, Congressman Dickinson, and 231 to Wetumpka. Also, 31 to Prattville is a little congested, too, at this time. Use caution. Drive carefully. No accidents to report to you at this time. None we know of. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Jenny King, the king of clean.
Hi, this is Chance Inman, President and COO of Jenny King Golf Coast, with some ways to protect yourself and those around you from the coronavirus. Wash your hands often and thoroughly. Cover coughs and sneezes with your elbow. Disinfect high-touch surfaces regularly. Use non-contact methods for greeting others and avoid touching your face. Following these steps, as well as social distancing, should help all of us stay healthy. Please stay safe and keep it clean out there.
Jenny King, the king of clean.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Bonatti created, perfected, and patented the Bonatti spine procedures. Using his genius, Bonatti invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Bonatti spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Bonatti succeeds where others fail.
It's time for some straight talk. Some choices don't require a brain, like getting the new iPhone 11 with the ultra-wide camera. Do you want an expensive plan with a contract or an affordable plan with no contract. Like I said, a no-brainer. Why pay more for the same network? Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a plan that's up to half the cost of big carriers. All on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcasting. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
Hi, I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. The number of COVID-19 cases across Alabama now close to 300. The Alabama Department of Public Health's latest numbers as of this morning show 283 people are infected, with 9 in Montgomery, 9 in Elmore, 3 in Tallapoosa, 1 in Autauga, and 1 in Pike Counties. Thousands of Alabamians are filing for unemployment benefits as the coronavirus pandemic causes workplaces to temporarily close or reduce operations. The Alabama Department of Labor said nearly 17,000 people filed unemployment claims over 2 days. Most of the claims were listed as related to the COVID-19 outbreak. One group is working to make sure area residents have food on the table during these stressful times. The group Caring for Citizens of Alabama held its monthly food drive. Around 50,000 pounds of food, including milk, crackers, vegetables, and other produce, were distributed to hundreds of Alabama residents. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Had this been a normal spring break situation, and nothing's normal these days, this is a really pretty good week of weather. Tonight will be dry and a little cooler. Overnight low temperature down to about 57. Tomorrow, I think there'll be a lot of sunshine around, and we are headed for record territory tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. With high temperatures in the upper 80s tomorrow, I think we'll be near 90 on Friday and upper 80s on Saturday. We should be dry each of those days until we get to late Saturday into Saturday evening, Saturday night, when showers and thunderstorms start to move in, then cooler on Sunday. And the pollen count's still in the very high range for the next few days right on through Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by you know the thing.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Everyone knows about Bitcoin, the cryptocurrency. But in today's new reality, maybe it's time for something new.
Here you go, sir. That'll be $7.89.
All right. How many sheets is that?
15.
Introducing Buttcoin. With Buttcoin, when you buy something, you can pay with a few sheets of toilet paper. Easy and convenient. Buttcoin is handy for restaurant to-go orders, gas, or whatever you're gutsy enough to leave the house for. So, tear some TP off the roll and get ready to pay with Buttcoin. You'll be paying fair and square.
336, ladies and gentlemen, joining us from somewhere in Texas. And he is my first stop on the daily commute to the truth. Please welcome David Blackman from DB Daily Update.
Please clap.
Oh, Jeb.
Yay.
Man, I've been looking for some of that butt coin for about a month now. I can't find it anywhere.
David did not join us yesterday because there was absolutely nothing to talk about. So we've just been waiting for some topics to surface. Hey, do you want to start with that Nancy Pelosi and her little stunt today? Didn't seem to help the market much.
No, it didn't. And, you know, I blamed it all on her around lunchtime. And now you got three Republicans holding up the bill because of some, actually for a good reason. But, yeah, she used parliamentary trick in the House this morning to delay passing of this bill by another day, at least, by convening the House with a few members present for 3 minutes and then adjourning it for the day so that the House could not possibly consent to the bill by unanimous consent. So, you know, she made sure it would have to go another day around 2 o'clock this morning.
Since you are an expert political analyst and a genius in the oil and gas industry, you're one of those let's say you're one of those people that's just been tossed out of work. Everything was hunky-dory at the beginning of March. Now, you don't know when you're going to go back to work, if your business will still be there when this thing ends. And you're seeing Nancy Pelosi throw another cloud over the day you might get some money in your bank account to keep a roof over your head. How are you going to react to that? I think that was really, really bad.
Yeah, I mean, you're obviously you're not going to like it. You're going to be angry at her if you know about it. But, of course, you know, if you get your news from ABC or NBC or CBS or CNN, you're probably not going to know about it.
No.
And so that's the problem we have everywhere in this country. Every problem we have in our country is because the people are kept ignorant about the just reprehensible things that these politicians, mainly the Democrats, do to us every day in Washington, D.C. And if we had an honest news media, no Democrat in this country could ever win another election. It's really that true, but we don't have an honest media. And so they, you know, they continue to pull stunts like Pelosi has pulled. Now for 3 days, this bill should have been done on Sunday.
Yeah.
An agreement to a clean bill on Sunday, and then the Wicked Witch rode back into Washington on her broomstick, and here we are on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Now going to Thursday without a vote on the bill. And it could be next week before the thing gets done.
Oh, my God. Politically, I think that's a disaster for her because the Trump and the Senate have already said we're ready to go. We're ready to help. Yep. And she's, you know, oh, my God.
She's mad because she didn't get away.
Right, exactly. And, of course, she has her bill in the House. She has a separate bill in the House that she's going to push next that, you know, she tried to get a bunch of the crazy junk in that bill into this bill. Luckily, she was, you know, the Republicans held fairly firm and kept the worst parts of it out of there. But now, you know, you have this issue with the unemployment part of it that the Republicans, three Republicans, are objecting to. You know, that also is going to hold up the bill for
Let's talk about that part of it, because I was actually sitting with my boss earlier and talking to him. And can you give us the details on that part that they're objecting to?
Sure. I mean, the the unemployment benefits of this bill, for employees making, you know, $15, or really anything less than $24 an hour, if you're a worker who is making anything less than $24 an hour, this bill, the language that's currently in it on unemployment benefits, is going to incentivize you not to be laid off, but to quit your job and go on unemployment, because that's what you're going to get is $24 an hour. So millions, literally millions of people currently working or who are currently being paid by employers, even though they've been furloughed, less than $24 an hour, are now going to have an incentive to tell their employer, hey, why don't you just lay me off for 16 weeks and I can go collect this unemployment at the expense of the taxpayers, right? Ugh. And what's the employer going to say at that point? Well, they're going to say, cool, you're laid off. Come back, call me in 16 weeks and see what the status is then. So, I mean, we're going to have 4 million unemployment claims reported on Friday for this month already. And if this bill passes, you'll have another 4 million next month.
at the expense of the American taxpayer. Well, I say that. It doesn't seem like the taxpayer, covers any of these bills anymore. We just keep borrowing and borrowing, I guess, until eventually we're going to reach the point of insolvency as a country, and then what are we going to do?
Oh, there'll be a Democrat waiting to fix everything.
Sure, Bernie Sanders, he'll fix it.
Yeah. I would like to, we shared and discussed your column yesterday. Let's go back to, of course, he's being pilloried and vilified for throwing Easter out there as a day where Americans can start to get back to work.
Sure.
I think in many parts of the country, that's a viable, certainly here.
Well, certainly it is.
The number here in Montgomery County, it's a small town, but it's not a small town. What do we have, 9 cases here, mm-hmm. Rosie?
9.
And that number is held, and the first few are already treated and done. We have had no deaths in the state of Alabama yet. And one of our principal counties in this part of Alabama just had its first case yesterday. Birmingham, that area up there, they're having a higher incidence, and that town's been really run poorly for many years. They're taking a few more draconian steps, but I've been on the air. I don't know if Governor Ivey listens or not, but I've been saying, please don't shut this state down. We've got it's bad enough. Let's stay mobile. Let's get people out to hit our restaurants and our businesses, those who are still working and collecting a check, and try to help. That's how we fight the war.
Right, and of course the president recognizes that. At some point, if we stay shut down too long, you're going to destroy the whole economy. And then you end up with a cure for this virus that is far worse than the virus itself.
Yeah. We're talking a depression.
Yeah. Right. We'll be in a depression for the next 10 to 20 years, and our children and grandchildren will live substandard lives thereafter. So that's what he's trying to prevent here. And the market, the stock market, all you have to do to recognize the wisdom of what he did yesterday is look at what the stock market did after he issued those tweets. Is the stock market went through the roof. It had the best day it's had since 1933. Today it went up another 500 points on the Dow.
Yeah, it was up actually over 1,000 at one point. And I'm wondering, we'll talk to our financial guy after 5 o'clock, but something went around the market later in the day that kind of shook their confidence.
Well, that was the senators objecting to the unemployment language. So the market saw that the bill's going to get delayed another day, regardless of what Pelosi does, and it dropped 500 points. So, the wisdom of setting a target date for beginning to restart the economy is not saying on Easter Sunday we're going to lift all restrictions and all advisories. He's saying that's his target date for starting to put people back to work, and that allows investors, the big investors who run the stock market, to be able to suddenly calculate, okay, where is the bottom of this market? Because the market has been falling for a month now, trying to find a bottom so that it can start going back up again. And so it can know that what the actual value of these stocks might be. And so that's what he did yesterday by setting that target date, is saying, look, here's when this economy is going to start recovery.
Right.
And so, we found the bottom, at least temporarily. I think it's probably going to go back down again once this bill gets done. It'll go back down and still tinker around, bounce up and down for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But at least now investors have some understanding of how long the worst part of this is going to last.
Right.
So that's what he was trying to do.
David Blackman from DB Daily Update is our guest, dbdailyupdate.com. Can you give me just 3 minutes here?
Oh, yeah.
All right, hang on. We'll be right back to you at 3:46.
It's the spring planting sale, March 23rd through the 28th at Southern Homes and Gardens. We've postponed spring open house, but you don't have to wait to get great deals. Shop new arrivals, including annual color, Papa Joe's veggies and herbs, and more. Get our best prices of the year, like 20% off plant collections, including all azaleas, trees, houseplants, and hanging baskets. 50% off selected outdoor pottery, and up to 40% off outdoor living furniture. Get the plants you want at the prices you need. The spring planting sale, Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 8 to 6, at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughan Road.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Doesn't it seem like things are always getting more expensive? Groceries, the rent, even utilities. Cost of living is up, but Allstate can help lower your cost of driving. With new, lower auto rates, you get the same high-quality coverage and hands-on expertise from a local Allstate agent. Now, with new, lower rates, you're in good hands with Allstate.
If you haven't quoted Allstate lately, it's the perfect time. Get a quote today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Binging on TV. This virus is skeevy. All of the kids bored out of their heads. Put this booze in the blender. Had it since December. Now I'll keep drinking till I hit the bed. Wasting away again in Quarantinaville. Feel like I'm just locked in a vault. But I know, not his own damn fault.
Oh, he left us with that thriving economy. Our guest, David Blackman, dbdailyupdate.com, talking about all kinds of things related to the situation as it stands. And I kind of want to go back to what we were discussing before the break, David, on the Easter target. By the way, did you see Governor Blackface in Virginia?
Yeah.
You know, it's a crime now if any church has more than 10 people in attendance. 12 bucks.
Oh, right.
$2,500 bucks. Amazing.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that's even constitutional, frankly. But
That was my thought. I mean, common sense, yeah. But he had to really make a point out of it, you know?
Did you see the mayor of Los Angeles is shutting off water?
Yes.
Power utilities to any business that's remained open that's not supposed to be a. How is that constitutional?
That's the party that cares, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we'll reconvene tomorrow. We'll cut off your water and your electricity if you dare defy our orders. We are seeing democratic tyranny to an extreme in this. How about this jerk in Nevada? You mentioned
him. Oh, yeah. That's the worst thing, you know? I mean, that guy issued an executive order last night. Governor Steve Sisolak, a Democrat, issued an executive order late last night denying patients. Well, here we have a cure. We have this hydrochloroquine.
Yes.
That has been demonstrated to actually cure this virus. And it's probably not perfect, and there are side effects for some people. And like any other drug, if you take four times the recommended dosage, it might cause you harm.
Yeah.
But this guy issues an executive order denying the right of doctors to prescribe this drug that has been proven time after time. I found a letter from a doctor in New York, a small town in New York, has treated 350 patients over the last month
yeah.
with this drug and cured every one of them.
350 yes. out of 350 without any of them going to the hospital. And the governor of Nevada is denying the people of Nevada access to that treatment. That's insane. That's not just corrupt. It's not just brutal. It's insane.
It is.
And it's just insane.
Let's hope. I think the hashtag that needs to make the rounds is Remember in November. That's the only way we can hold these people accountable for their actions. One of the, it's not just binge watching TV shows and things and catching up on that kind of stuff, but the great American distraction is sports. And it, even the Major League Baseball Network, all they're showing is old World Series and classic games. I would like somebody on there trying to guess when the season's going to start. You know, give me something live. What we did here, we started last weekend, David. You know, radio is the best medium. As far as, and first of all, we're careful about the information we put out there. We're also passionate about certain opinions, but we try to keep company for people as well, keep their spirits up. So I'm doing 7 days a week in the morning.
Right.
And I'm trying to, get others in the country, at least, you know, for the next 2-3 weeks, whatever it is. Wait, sit at home and diddle my lip? No, thanks. Hey, if you're up early Saturday morning, call us. We'd love to talk to you. You know that.
What time?
Saturday morning, we'll be here from 6 to 8:30. Yeah, we have a program that we can't move, so.
I'm anytime. Up every morning.
Well, when
I'm up that early every morning.
Lovely Rosie will be here, so just call in whenever it works for you, and I'll make sure that we've got your blogs ready to discuss.
I'll do it.
I want to make sure I wasn't missing anything here. It's so much every day. It's another change. Let's see. As I scroll through here, that picture on your blog, Tom Cotton detailing the Democratic depravity.
Yeah.
that picture of Schumer and Pelosi, it looks like American Gothic 2020.
Yeah, it does. It does. That was from a speech they did. Gosh, what? I don't even remember how long ago that was or what they were talking about, but they might have been over the impeachment. It might have been last year as they were embarking on their impeachment scam. But anyway, yeah, there's so many incredible photos of those two out there. They're very non-photogenic individuals.
Yeah. One of these days I will email you an MP3 of a Fox newscast I think you'll appreciate. We had whatever requisite sound effects are required when they're playing audio from one of those two losers. You know, and getting... Go ahead.
Here's something we can talk about. How about Joe Biden?
Joe, who? Oh, that guy, yeah.
Today he does what he called a video town hall hosted on his website, joebiden.com. And, of course, when you're doing the live video feed like that, and it's kind of like a Facebook Live thing.
Yeah.
And so it shows the number of people who are logged in to watch it. And he went on for an hour, and I'm sure there will be clips running all over social media tonight. But he ran on for an hour, and the counter of people, number of people watching never rose above 4,000. And about midway through it, it had gone down to about 300.
And
finally his staff found a way to turn that counter off.
God. That's...
But this is the guy that the posters want you to believe is leading President Trump in the polls, in the national polls, right? You're supposed to believe that Joe Biden is ahead of President Trump and has a 54% approval rating today.
God.
I mean, it's just mind-boggling.
Yeah, that is true as we wrap up Trump's... This is really making them crazier than ever. The way he's managing this crisis, he is, I think, gaining more support.
Oh, yeah, he is. There's no doubt about it. And it's scaring him to death. It's why Biden's out there doing stuff like this. And, you know, he did all those interviews yesterday and just humiliates himself.
Yeah.
Every time he does. It's really sad. I mean,
it's elder abuse.
I almost feel bad about making fun of it because the man is obviously declining pretty rapidly.
Yeah,
I mean,
really?
Just over the last 3 months. Yeah.
It seems like every time they show a new clip from him, he looks worse.
He looks worse and he sounds worse. And it's just terrible. They shouldn't be doing it to him.
I completely agree. I had one other brilliant point to make, and I just forgot it. So before I criticize Joe. Well, David, we
will. Hey, I forgot to call in at all yesterday, so I can't either, I guess.
Well, it's not like we haven't had things on our mind. And just for fun, because you're a writer and I love the way you write, I'm going to send you. I write for a magazine here called Boom, which targets people 50 and older. And I wrote a column called One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, or One Flew Into the Cuckoo's Nest. I forget how exactly I put it, but I would just love to get your professional opinion on that, please.
Oh, I'd love to see it, yeah.
I'll get that
Does
to you.
Does it have a website? It's called Boom Magazine?
It'll be on the website April 1st because it's the April issue, but I will give you a sneak. I sent it to you, Rosie. Did you see it?
No, not yet. I haven't checked my Gmail today.
Yeah, be sure and send it to me.
I will do that. Thank you so much for your time, and we'll talk Saturday morning. That'll be great.
Thank you. I'll call in.
All right. Appreciate it. David Blackman, dbdailyupdate.com. And when I say he's my first stop, I always get perspective. The guy never puts an opinion out there that does not have basis in fact. And that's why I trust him. Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Did you hear Rich Thomas? He's talking about 90-degree weather, possibly.
Oy.
Record-setting heat. This is no time to, you know, hope that your AC is going to be up to the hot weather ahead. A Clark's Club membership is something that pays for itself with an efficiently running system that keeps your electric costs to a minimum. And on top of that, the guarantee of 24-hour, 7-day-a-week service. So if something goes wrong, they are on the way, 277-2125. They are such incredible people. Their talent, their skills, those will all be readily evident to you when they make their first call to your home. But the other thing you're going to notice is that they're just extraordinarily nice people. I mean, more than one listener has said, can I make you a sandwich? Can I offer you a soda? Anything I can do to help you out. They are that type, you know, and they always have been, whether it's a time of crisis or not. Of course, if you have no AC on a July day, that's a crisis. If all of a sudden you something wrong and you got a leak in the